Joe Biden has been the U.S. president for more than 2 years, but today actually marks his first official visit to Ottawa. And they have a lot of lost time to make up for here. Many topics that those two are going to be covering with the prime minister in several meetings that are going to be happening. To find out more about this, joining us now is Taria Isri, who is our global national reporter, telling us all about this trip today. Good morning.
Morning.
So what can we expect to get out of this? What kind of preparation is going into this for today?
Well, Biden isn't here yet. He's expected to arrive this evening along with the First Lady, but there are signs everywhere that he's coming. The American flag is flying on Parliament Hill. There's lots of security. And as you point out, there is a lot to cover. Defense, the economy, immigration. So Biden is likely going to cover all these topics during his address to Parliament tomorrow. This is a presidential tradition, but it has been a long time since a president has spoken to Parliament. Trump broke that tradition. So it's kind of a return to what is normally the tight relationship Canada and the U.S. have. But, it has taken a while, as you point out. He's been president for 2 years, and while the pandemic had delayed his visit, he has visited other countries. So we'll look forward to hearing what he has to say. Definitely the economy will be the big topic of discussion.
Yeah. Has there been an indication from, the government about what their priorities are in these discussions today?
As far as the U.S. government is concerned, it will really be a lot about promoting clean energy and clean energy jobs, and that is also a priority for the Trudeau government. The Americans are spending massively on this with the Inflation Reduction Act, $500 billion in government spending, and a lot of that is going towards green jobs. Canada is also focused on this as it transitions away from, or tries to transition away from fossil fuels, and you can really see this by the Prime Minister visiting lots of electric vehicle manufacturing plants. He's really trying to market Canada as a major producer of critical minerals. Now, these are the minerals that go into things like lithium batteries, which are needed for electric vehicles. And it's all part of a strategy on the part of Canada and also the U.S. to be less reliant on China. So I think really promoting green jobs is going to be a major topic of discussion between the two leaders.
Right. And I know they'll be all friendly and it'll all look like a great one, but there are still some thorny issues too, Taria. So what are some of those expected, more challenging issues that the two leaders might discuss?
I mean, the big challenge is really defense. Canada, routinely misses its NATO targets. We've been under pressure for years to get our defense spending up. I mean, our own military says that, but you can see that in the state of military equipment, the lack of personnel. So I think privately there will probably be a push to spend more on NATO, to spend more on NORAD, so air defense, especially in the wake of that suspected Chinese spy balloon being shot down. Another point of contention, perhaps, is Haiti. The U.S. has been asking Canada for months now to lead a ground mission to try to stabilize the situation in Haiti. Gangs have taken over control of large parts of that country. Murder, kidnapping is rampant. But so far, Canada seems reluctant to want to get entangled in some sort of ground mission. Perhaps there'll be more pressure from Biden on that front. Immigration also is a major challenge. We've seen a real surge in irregular border crossings at the Roxham Road border. So that's the border between New York and Quebec. Trudeau is under a lot of pressure from the Quebec premier to try to, control those numbers. Same with the opposition. So perhaps, that will definitely be a topic of discussion, whether there'll be any solutions. That's kind of another story.
Right.
So really defense and immigration will be some major challenges that these leaders will have to hash out.
Okay. And so you said he arrives later today. How long will he be here for?
So he's here for 2 days. He's spending, he'll be overnight in Ottawa. So I don't think that's happened actually for the last two decades. So it's pretty significant. It just shows how important this relationship is. The big thing will be his address to Parliament tomorrow and then a state dinner.
All right. We'll see what happens. Thanks so much for that this morning.
Thanks.
That's Satira Isri from Global News talking about the visit starting later today by U.S. President Joe Biden. Now, as she mentioned there, it has been more than 20 years since a U.S. president has actually stayed this long in the country. They might have, you know, in the past come for a day and left, but this is a pretty significant visit, considering that it's actually taken a while, right, for President Biden to get here. Longer visit. Also, the address to Parliament is something that does not happen with every presidency. Yes, he is doing it tomorrow, previously done by Barack Obama 2016, Bill Clinton 1995, Ronald Reagan did it in 87, Richard Nixon did it, so Ford and Carter did not. John F. Kennedy did it. We had Eisenhower who did it. Franklin Roosevelt did it. So this will only be the 10th time that it's actually happened. So it is a pretty significant visit. But as mentioned, there's also a lot for them to discuss. And we will, of course, continue to have complete coverage of that. Gets underway a little bit later today. Up next, we are going to talk about Indigenous names on government documents. This has become a very important and significant issue, and we're going to talk about why that is. Why is it so important to have this happen? We'll talk about it coming up next.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.